Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Mind by Avram Goldar and Tehri Masechus Baba Basra Daf Ein Vav. The fifth parak Hamocher Es Hasfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman. Lazech and Nishma Sagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama his Shiurim on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa is quoted which is eventually amended to read Sfina Niknas B'Meshicha. A ship is acquired with pulling. Osios B'Mesira and letters meaning a debt recorded in a shtar are acquired with handing over according to the Tanakhama. Rav Nassan says Sfina B'Meshicha V'Osios B'Shtar. A ship is acquired with Meshicha and letters are acquired with a shtar stating that the debt was transferred in addition to Mesira. Both are acquired. Since both say a ship is acquired with Meshicha, the Gemara suggests they argue how much Meshicha is required. The Malchuk has been Rav and Shmuel on the previous stuff. However, the Gemara says they may agree about a ship and only argue about acquiring shtaros. Other Tanaim also argue about acquiring shtaros. In a brace, Rebbe says osios are acquired with Mesira, and the Rabbanan say that whether the seller only wrote a shtar of sell or only handed them over, Okana ad sheyichto v'yimsor, he has not acquired the shtaros until the seller writes a shtar of sell and hands over the shtaros. Later, Rav Ashi wonders why writing a shtar of sale is necessary. Does the buyer need the shtar chov to wrap over the mouth of his flask? Rav Kahan responded, ain't letzor v'letzor. Yes, to wrap and to wrap. Pointing to the brisa I just mentioned, which states that a ship is acquired with Meshicha was attributed to Rebbe. The Gemara objects that Rebbe said in another brisa, Sfina niknas b'mesira, a ship is acquired with handing over. The Chachamim there say he does not acquire it ad sheyimshechenu ad sheyiskor es makoma until he pulls it or rents its place. The Gemara answers kam b'rishus harabim. The second braisa is where the ship is in a public thoroughfare. Since Meshicha cannot be formed in rishus harabim, he can acquire the ship with mesira. Kam b'simta, the first braisa, is where it's in a simta, the area to the side of the rishus harabim, which one can make like his own when performing Meshicha. The Rabban disagree with Rebbe's validating mesira and instead acquired Meshicha or renting its place. Since neither can be effective in Rishus Rabim, the Gemara explains they mean Adshim Shechenim Rishus Rabim was Simta. He does not acquire the ship until he pulls it from Rishus Rabim to a Simta where Meshicha is effective. If it's located in the owner's property, he must rent its place from the owner. And point number three, it emerges that Rebbe says one can acquire a ship in Rishus Rabim with Mesira, and the Rabban say he cannot. The Gemara said Abai and Rav said one can acquire with Mesira and Rishus HaRabim. Do they rule like Rebbe against the majority opinion of the Rabban? Rav Ashi answers that if the seller simply said, Lech chazek kni, go make a chazaka and acquire it, the Rabban would agree that Mesira is effective in Rishus HaRabim. They argue in a case where the seller said, Lech meshoch ukni, go pull the ship and thereby acquire it, in which case the Rabban hold his instruction was kapeda, insistence to be done specifically with Meshicha. So Mesira is not effective. The Rashbam explains that the seller wanted to reserve the ability to retract during the time needed to perform Meshicha. Rebbe holds, Mara Makam Hulo. He was only showing him a way to acquire, but was not particular on the method used. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa is quoted, which is eventually amended to read, Sfina niknas b'meshicha, a ship is acquired with pulling, v'osios b'mesira, and letters, meaning a debt recorded in a shtar, are acquired with handing over, according to the Tanakhama. Rav Nassan says, Sfina b'meshicha v'osios b'shtar. A ship is acquired with Meshicha, and letters are acquired with a shtar stating that the debt was transferred in addition to Mesira. Both were acquired. Since both say a ship is acquired with Meshicha, the Gemara suggests they argue how much Meshicha is required. The Malchuk has been Rav and Shmuel on the previous stuff. However, the Gemara says they may agree about a ship and only argue about acquiring shtaros. Other Tanaim also argue about acquiring shtaros. In a braisa, Rebbe says osios are acquired with Mesira, and the Rabbanan say that whether the seller only wrote a shtar of sell or only handed them over, Okana ad sheyichto v'yimsor, he has not acquired the shtaros until the seller writes a shtar of sell and hands over the shtaros. Later, Rav Ashi wonders why writing a shtar of sale is necessary. Does the buyer need the shtar chov to wrap over the mouth of his flask? Rav Kahan responded, ain't letzor v'letzor. Yes, to wrap and to wrap. Pointing to the braisa I just mentioned, which states that a ship is acquired with Meshicha was attributed to Rebbe. The Gemara objects that Rebbe said in another braisa, Sfina niknas b'mesira, a ship is acquired with handing over. The Chachamim there say he does not acquire it ad sheyimshechenu ad sheyiskor es makoma until he pulls it or rents its place. The Gemara answers kam b'rishus harabim. The second braisa is where the ship is in a public thoroughfare. Since Meshicha cannot be formed in rishus harabim, he can acquire the ship with mesira. Kam b'simta, the first braisa, is where it's in a simta, the area to the side of the rishus harabim, which one can make like his own when performing Meshicha. The Rabbanim disagreed with Rebbe's validating Masira and instead required Meshicha, or renting its place. Since neither can be effective in Rishus of Rabbim, the Gemara explains they mean Adshim Shechenim Rishus of Rabbim was Simta. He does not acquire the ship until he pulls it from Rishus of Rabbim to a Simta where Meshicha is effective. If it's located in the owner's property, he must rent its place from the owner. And point number three, it emerges that Rebbe says one can acquire a ship in Rishus of Rabbim with Masira, and the Rabban say he cannot. The Gemara said Abai and Rava said one can acquire with Masira in Rishus of Rabbim. Do they rule like Rebbe against the majority opinion of the Rabban? Ravashi answers that if the seller simply said, Lech chazek ukni, go make a chazaka and acquire it, the Rabban would agree that Masira is effective in Rishus of Rabbim. They argue in a case where the seller said, Lech meshoch ukni, go pull the ship and thereby acquire it, in which case the Rabban hold his instruction was kapeda, insistence to be done specifically with Mashicha, so Masira is not effective. The Rashbam explains that the seller wanted to reserve the ability to retract during the time needed to perform Mashicha. Rebbe holds, Mara Makam Hulo. He was only showing him a way to acquire it, but was not particular on the method used. All right, so now we get over Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg. He suggested that Ayin Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. The patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them. While sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbim, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him. As some rabbi stood nearby saying, the kinyan won't work because the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukani. Once again, slow motion. The patient hooked up to an IV. That must be more on Daf Ein Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be kona them, which reminds us, a brice is quoted which is eventually amended to read, Svina niknes b'meshicha, a ship is acquired with pulling, v'osios b'mesira, and letters, meaning a debt recorded in a shtar, are acquired with handing over, according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Nassin says, Svina b'meshicha, v'osios b'shtar, a ship is acquired with meshicha, and letters are acquired with a shtar, stating that the debt was transferred in addition to mesira, both are acquired. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them. While sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbim, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him, which reminds us, Rebbe holds a ship is acquired with Masira in Rishus Rabbim and Meshicha in a Simta. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them. While sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbim, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him. As some rabbi stood nearby saying the kinyan won't work because the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni, which reminds us, the Rabban only disqualified Masira in Rishus of Rabbim, where the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni. They hold his instruction was a kapeda and an insistence to be done specifically with Meshicha, so Masira is not effective. The Rashbam explains that the seller wanted to reserve the ability to retract during the time needed to perform Meshicha. So once again, the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them. While sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbim, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him. As some rabbi stood nearby saying, the kinyan won't work because the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni. All right, so now it's time for Blabach Hazara, Daf Ayin Beis. So the Siman Daf Ayin Beis relates to Av Thick, and we use a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The cake maker, that must be on Daf Ayin Beis, thick piece of cake. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate Bing Poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, which reminds us that if one was makdish three trees, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hektish, so the hektish trees are redeemed according to their market value. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate Bing Poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay ahuza cake for the redemption, which reminds us, in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it is still redeemed at the rate of a stay ahuza, because the pasuk says, v'im astei miknaso asherom yistei ahuzaso. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan, sadish ein ruy liyot stei ahuza, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. Yatzes azu sheruy liyot stei ahuza. That excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Ramirez says this is considered an acquired field, and the pasuk excludes where his father died before he was makdish, because he was makdish an ancestral field. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told a customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a steahuza cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, where both have the status of trees and land, which reminds us. Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadana shikma, a grafted carob tree, or a pruned sycamore tree. Taurus Ilna Love, Taurus Karka Love, has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree where one was makdish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore. The recipient receives land along with the trees because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land in that it's not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the symbol of Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, which reminds us. The fifth paragraph begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the mission is explained and a brisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories mostly told by Rabbi Bar Chana. He related that seafarers told him there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They then shared what they overheard one wave say to the other. So the sailors of the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened to Hermia in the shade pouring wine from one cup to the other while jumping between two mules. So the sailor in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another. While geese above were losing their feathers, and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna reported traveling the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat, and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked them, and they showed him the portions which would be received in the future. Daf Ayin Dalet, the Simur Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Baruch Hanna's sightings of those who died in the Midbar, Har Sinai, and those swallowed with Korach. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which reminds the Gemara relates the precious stones at sea which divers try to get and the fight between the sea monster and the raven. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the creation of the Leviathan and Behemos, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent their having offspring. Daf Ayin Hei, so the Simur Daf Ayin Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The skeptical Amma Aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hei. The skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Gemara brings the incident of the giant precious stones that were to be cut to be the gates of the future Yerushalayim, and the skeptical Talmud, who didn't believe Rabbi Yochanan, that such stones were possible. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, which reminds the Gemara tells of the future canopies for the tzaddikim and how everyone will be nikveh b'chupaso shel chaver, will burn by his fellow's chuppah which is greater than his. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him. While someone back down on earth was making a kinyan on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place, which reminds us, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shamashach Kolshuhu Kana, once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lo Kana Achim Shokaskula, he has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchulokas parallels a Malchulokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashiach for an animal. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Daf do we discuss if one who sold land and retained two trees for himself retains any land? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do when the Rebbe holds a ship is acquired with Mesira in Rishus HaRabim and Mashiach in Asimta? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good number three, which stuff do we discuss the creation of the Olivia Sun and Behemoths and what Coach Baruch did to prevent their having offspring? That's on Dav. Ayin Dalad. Good number four, which stuff do we learn how each person in Olam Haba will be burned by the chuppah of those greater than them? That's on Dav. Ayin Hey. Good number five, which stuff do we learn that the Rabbanan only disqualify Masir and Rishus of Rabbim where the seller said, Lech Meshoch Ukni? That's on Dav. Ayin Vav. Good number six. Which stuff of a case where someone purchased a field from his father and was makdish it, and then his father died? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good number seven. Which stuff do the incident Rabbi Yochanan's skeptical Talmud regarding the massive precious stones to be cut for the gates of Yerushalayim? That's on Dav. Ayin Hey. Good number eight. Which stuff do Melchokas if Osios Niknas B'Masira, whether a debt recorded in a star is acquired with handing over? That's on Dav. Ayin Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn that carob and sycamore trees have the status of trees and the status of land? That's on Dav. Ayin Beis. Good number 10. Which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Baruch Hanna seeing geese losing feathers from their excessive fat and having streams of oil flow from beneath them? That's on Dav. Ayin Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.